I was absolutely delighted. I'm delighted we're through, relieved we're through, because there's a pressure game, a lot of pressure on that game. Delighted for the chairman and the Swan family, because it means that there's coffers are swelled for me in January. We'll have to wait and see. But it gives us a chance to play against the champions. You know, champions of England, Premier League champions, top team, top manager, and whatever anybody's saying about them at the moment, it's a tough, tough, tough game. But that's why, you know, fairy stories are written. You can look last year and only last year where Bradford beat them. But it only happens once in a while. I saw them play against Walsall this year and they were outstanding. And we'll have to certainly have a bit of patience to try and create something against them. But that's for the future. I think tonight you've got to look at the performance and the result. The performance, we needed a little bit of patience. I still need the patience from some of the sections of the support, because they're really, really putting the players under serious amounts of pressure. You know, they've got to be able to deal with it, but they will deal with it and they'll come through it. I think you saw a different second half. We spoke about tempo and not worrying about the atmosphere of the crowd. We have to keep possession of the ball to create anything. We've got to do that, and that's the way forward. That's the way we've got to do things. People get more chances. There's more control of the football. There's more control of the outcomes, because it's a scrap. And if you go direct, and we've seen that from some of the games we've played, it becomes a lottery. And I was proud of the players tonight, because they came through a difficult sort of spell, a difficult-ish spell. And in the second half, I thought we were really, really good. I thought the tempo was there. We got the three goals, but that was coming because of the tempo had stepped up in the second half. And the movement of the ball, it tied the opponent out in the first half. I think Leighton Orient were out on the feet. I think the games on Saturday, them against Mansfield and us at Port Vale on heavy pitches, it took a toll. And I thought we were outstanding tonight. I thought we were really good.
Did you sense those nerves and that pressure and the expectation of what the prize was in that first half
performance? I honestly don't think it's... I mean, there's some things that are personal there. You know, there's some things that are personal, because I don't see it supporting the team. I just see an agenda. I just see one or two people that don't like me, or they don't... Fair enough. You know, fair enough. But support your team. And if we can support the team, they're going to put performances in more akin to the second half this evening. But again, I was proud of them to come through that first spell, where it's easy to go under. And we've got players that have got a little bit of anxiety issues when it comes to games and trying to get to grips with it. You saw first touches that were going astray and going out of play. You saw one or two people shouting, and I think they want us to lump the ball forward and get it in the final third as quick as possible and try and play on second balls. That's gone out with the dinosaurs, I'm afraid, and we have to move on, and we have to play in a way that's controlled for us, that's right for our players, and that's what we did tonight.
Seems to be bothering you, that reaction.
Well, it's difficult, because you work your socks off week in, week out, day in, day out, and you know, you expect a certain level of understanding from the players, certain level of understanding from the support, and the players have carried out the game plan, the way we wanted to play, the way we wanted to do it, more or less to a T, but with a little bit of anxiety in the first half. Just support the team, just support the players. You'll see a massive difference in terms of what we're capable of doing. I'm wanting to replicate. We talk about it, and week in, week out, we talk about the performances in training and how good the performances are in training. And then you come to the games, and it doesn't mirror it. It really doesn't mirror it at times, and you can prepare, and even in a warm-up before a game, outstanding, really, really good ability. And it comes to the game and it doesn't look anything like it, because there's anxiety, there's nerves and things. And yes, they've got to overcome that, but give us a chance to overcome that, as you saw in the second half. Once we'd come out for the second half and once we got the goals, that all disappeared and there was some decent, really decent football played.
Okay. You speak about an agenda. What do you mean by that?
I don't know. I think one or two people don't like me. That's fair enough. You know, people, you can't get everybody to like you, can you? You know, it'd be nice if we could be as one and together. And if we can get the football club together, we can move forward quicker and better with a greater speed.